An Anchorage immigration attorney is a MacArthur Genius Grant winner. Margaret Stock was named today, along with 23 other recipients across the country. The honor comes with a $625,000 award over the next 5 years. Stock is a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, and she's a passionate advocate for simplifying the immigration system and makes the case that immigrants enhance national security. She says the September 11th attacks might have been prevented if we had more people who spoke foreign languages in the military.
And that really troubled me. And then especially after 9/11, there was a response of, well, let's just keep all the immigrants out of America, as if somehow that was going to make us safer. And in fact, at that point, it was really crucial to take advantage of all the immigrant talent, because we had lots of people that we could have working on our side who spoke foreign languages and who were culturally aware of what was going on and who could help us fight the forces of evil that were trying to attack us. And it seemed to me that we were very short-sighted. And with the post-9/11 crackdown on immigration, a lot of people in the military were having problems with their family members, with themselves. The system was getting more and more complicated and more bureaucratic, and people were falling afoul of very technical provisions of the rules and regulations, or their family members weren't getting the right piece of paper filed on time, and it was causing all kinds of problems. So everyone was calling me because I was the only one who understood immigration law. I got so inundated with calls that I didn't have any time to do my work. So I called the president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, and I asked him if he could possibly set up a pro bono program to help out all these military families. And to give him credit, he immediately agreed. And the pro bono program still exists today. It's called the American Immigration Lawyers Association Military Assistance Program. And we've helped literally thousands of military families with their immigration problems.
Let's dissect that a little bit. I think that some people may be surprised to find that folks in the military were having trouble after September 11th. What kind of impact have you seen on military families because of immigration restrictions after the September 11th attacks?
Well, they're the same kind of problems everyone else is having. They're just magnified by the fact that somebody's in the military, and so they can't necessarily deal with things as well because they might be deployed, they might be in a combat zone, they might be traveling, their address is changing frequently. They're under all the stresses that people in the military suffer in wartime. So it's just harder for them to deal with the complex bureaucracy that is involved in getting your status, keeping your status legal, and getting it legal in the first place. And I think it's interesting to me, but most Americans have no idea what the immigration system is like today. You know, you hear people complaining about the Internal Revenue Service and its complex bureaucracy, but the immigration system is 10 times worse. The rules and regulations are convoluted. They're often arbitrary. There are many different cabinet-level agencies involved in regulating immigration, and they have conflicting policies. And unless you have an expert standing by your side, you can't cope with this. It's just not possible.
Were there any stories that particularly resonated with you coming out of those conflicts?
Oh, sure. One was Carla Rivera. She was a Navy sailor. She joined the Navy with a green card, but it was a conditional green card based on her marriage to a U.S. citizen. And she applied for citizenship while she was in the Navy, and the Navy lawyer told her that she didn't need to extend her green card because she had applied for citizenship. Well, the next thing she knew, she got a letter from Homeland Security saying she was going to be deported because she hadn't extended her green card. And so she was facing deportation, and they were telling her that if she didn't show up in front of a judge for her immigration hearing in California, that she would be ordered deported in her absence. And she was on a ship in Norfolk, Virginia, and she was going to have to fly to California at her own expense to show up at this hearing. And the Navy wasn't going to pay for it, and she's supposed to be on her ship. And, you know, it turned into this big mess. And ultimately it was resolved because we got her a pro bono lawyer who could explain to the judge that she's in the Navy and she has a citizenship application pending and so forth. But you know, cases like that were happening all the time. And that's an example of a military member they were trying to deport. And it was all because she didn't file a piece of paper that the lawyer for the Navy told her she did not have to file.
Have you seen a shift in the conversation about immigration in the last decade? since the September 11th attacks, when immigration has become more of a national focus and the conversation has kind of ebbed and flowed, what do you see today compared to right after the attacks happened? Has it gotten better or has it gotten worse when we're talking about what should be happening with immigration?
I think people are universally in agreement, with a few exceptions, that the current situation is not tenable, that we've created this complex, dysfunctional system and something needs to be done. And I think there was less awareness of that after 9/11. But I think it's been obvious with more than 10 years now having gone by that we don't have a system that serves our national interest. So I think there's pretty much universal agreement on that. What's not clear is what we're going to do about it. And I think people still don't really understand what's going on. They try to simplify things into, you know, pretty 30-second sound bites about this is going to solve everything. And this is a complex problem that has just festered for decades now. And there has not been any good solution to it that has been implemented effectively. Now, there are things that we could do. One of the big things we should be doing, which we're not, is simplifying the system instead of making it more and more and more complicated.
What are you planning to do with the money?
Everyone asks that, and the honest answer right now is I don't know yet, because this just happened and I have to process the information and try to figure it out. I do know that I want to do something that's going to advance the causes that I care about passionately. So I have to think about it to try to figure out how I'm going to get the biggest bang for the buck. But I'm sure I'm going to be doing something related to immigration and national security.
Margaret Stock is a winner of the 2013 MacArthur Genius Grant.